Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Did you see what was outside the post office last night, Mr. Postmaster?
Well, I saw it, but I couldn't make it out, and by the time I got to the door, it was gone.
I know. I only got a little peek. It seemed like a great big nothing.
It couldn't have been a ghost.
Nah, there aren't any ghosts, I don't think. It must have been a figment of my imagination.
Mine, too. Well, we'll have to keep watch out, though, but whatever it was, it might come back again.
Meanwhile, how about a few letters?
That'd make me feel better. Okay, I got one here from Donald Lamont Gentry. Dear Santa Claus, my name is Donald Lamont Gentry. I'm 2 years old. For Christmas, I'd like some trucks and cars and a football and some clothes and bring my Uncle Don a bike. He's only 7. But most of all, I want the football so that he can play with me, and I promise to leave you some cookies and milk. I guess you know I cannot write yet, so I'm letting my mom, Lisa, write it for me. Always, Donald Lamont Gentry.
Chrissy O'Brien has written a letter to Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Santa Claus, she writes, my name is Christina O'Brien, and I'm 1 year old. I would like for Christmas a sit and spin, a baby doll, spinning top, a shopping cart, clothes, and a talking and walking Mickey Mouse toy. Thank you for reading this letter. Love, Chrissy O'Brien. P.S. I will go to bed early Christmas Eve, and there will be a little something for you to eat and drink. Goodbye, Santa. From Chrissy O'Brien.
Now, it's a very nice letter from Chrissy. Look at this one, Miss Message. It has all kinds of bits inside. I think I've got everything out of the envelope now. This is to Santa from Amy Lancaster. And she has listed a few things here. Star Barbie doll, blueberry muffin, apple dumpling with tea time turtle, is that right? And a huckleberry, and other toys from Strawberry Shortcake's World. And Amy Lancaster would also like the Moppets, or is that the Muppets? Moppets, Secret Dollhouse. But Amy has also included a little P.S. says, Dear Santa, can I please have your phone number? Mine is 854-so-and-so, and I live in Mine Run. Okay, Amy Lancaster, Santa knows where you are, and I don't believe that his phone is probably listed. It's an unlisted number, otherwise he'd have calls all the time. Now, Amy has also done two pictures here, and you notice, Miss Message, one is in monochrome and one is in all sorts of colors and everything. So one is the picture, and then the other is, it looks like the same with the sky blue and the sun yellow and whatnot. So there we are.
All right, here's one more really nice card from Jeff Woods. And it says, Dear Santa Claus, I'm 5 years old, and I've tried to be a good boy. I want 2 Chips dolls, Chips helicopter, Dukes of Hazzard model car, doctor kit, and Beware of the Spider game. I will leave you some cookies and a glass of milk by the fireplace. I love you, Santa. Jeff Woods, who signed his name.
Yeah, and then look, he's drawn a picture, too. What is that picture?
It's Batman shaking hands with Santa.
Ah, I see it now. Jeff wrote it right in there so we could all see it. Well, that is quite a letter, too. And looky here, Miss Message, the company newsletter.
Oh, let me see.
Wow.
It's Santa's first December report. He writes, Dear friends, we're coming down the home stretch now. Orders are coming in from all over. I just don't think we'd be able to keep up without our computer. Ted, our computer programming elf, has done a marvelous job. There are some parts of the workshop that are all decorated for Christmas, and Ted has made some strings of bits. It's wonderful to see the way he makes those strings of bits. So many colors, too.
Mm-hmm.
So not only has he helped plan the work, he has also helped decorate the place. Over in the doll room, Wigsby has a helper now, named Digsby. Between the two of them, we're making some of the prettiest dolls you ever saw. Digsby makes doll shoes, and Wigsby puts on the hair, so they're covered top and bottom. Out in the barnyard, the reindeer are looking fat and sassy, and eager to make the trip. Rudolph, as you might expect, is shining his nose to light the way.
Miss Message, I hate to interrupt, but I guess we better hold up on reading the rest of the newsletter until we've got things ready for Sam, the courier elf. Is there anything in that newsletter about Sam?
Well, I was just coming to that. But first, let's pack up the mail.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's do that. All right, there. All done, Miss Message.
All done, and it's on to Santa Claus.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.